היה עקב תשמעון עשה המשפטים האלה, ושמרתם ועשיסם עושם. And you will go ahead and you will smart them. You will literally guard them. You will keep them. And you will perform them. V'shamar Hashem Elokecha l'cha esabris v'esachese shenishpa l'avosecha. And the Ribbono Shel Olam will go ahead and will keep for you, will guard for you, the bris, the covenant, the chesed, the kindness that he has sworn to do for your forefathers. So we'll say, so again, you know, Rashi HaKadosh has the beautiful idea of Ekev Tishmon. What does it mean, Ekev? So Rashi says, Im ha-mitzvos ha-kalos sh'adam dash ba'akav of Tishmon. Torah is trying to impress upon us the idea that there are certain, quote-unquote, smaller mitzvos that often we trample upon. Certain little things that we trample upon with our ankle. You know, we don't, not with our ankle, with our heel. So Moshe Rabbeinu was telling us, lesson number one, is that sometimes the greatest accomplishment is not how we treat the big things. Most people have reverence for the big things, right? I'm going to be careful with Shabbos. I'm going to be careful with Kashrus. I'm going to be careful with Taras HaMishpacha. Those are the things, of course, that I'm going to treat very seriously because the mice of those are serious halachas. The Shaila, of course, the real litmus test of one's commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is how I deal with the little things. What about the things that sometimes get so easily trampled? Well, however you define the little things, whether it's Lashon Hara, right? Whether ultimately, again, it's Gaiva, whether it's how much Akpada I have on my own covet, whether it's all the little things that we're learning about in Seas Yisharim, that really is the true testament, ultimately, again, to my commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll say, in that way, relationship with Hashem is no different than any other relationship. You know, in a marriage, for example, so we'll say, what makes a good marriage versus a mediocre marriage? So the truth is, it's not at the end of the day. Good marriage is not all. Good husband is the one who buys his wife a big anniversary gift, right? It could be, it's nice to get your wife a gift for anniversary. It's very nice. That's not what makes a good marriage. What makes a good marriage is how you walk into the house at the end of a long day. Right, Mamish, how do you talk to your wife when you're feeling in a rotten mood? Right, when you just want to be left alone for a couple of minutes, but your wife wants to speak to you, how do you relate to her? Right, the most, those are the moments. So again, you know, you could get the most beautiful, beautiful gift for anniversary, but at the end of the day, Lemaisa, it's the moments, sh'adam dash ba'akram, the moments ultimately that are so little. Same thing with chinuch habanim v'habanos, how you raise our children. You know, the truth is, very often, it's not necessarily the school you put them in, or ultimately, again, you know, the SAT course you enroll them in. It's the little things ultimately give the greatest chinuch, how we talk to our children, how our children see us interact with other people, how our children see us talk to our spouses. Those are the little things that ultimately define the character or nature of the relationship. But Reb Levi Yitzchak Berdichev makes one additional observation, which is so beautiful. He says, if you think about it, this word ushmartem is extraneous, is extra. Again, remember, I'm quoting to you, this is the first pasuk in the parasha. Because Torah could have just said, v'hayat ekev tishmon es ha-mishpatim ha'ela. If you will listen to the mitzvos, and ultimately, v'asisem osam, you'll do them. Why does it have to add in, u'shmartem v'asisem? You will guard and you will hear, literally, or you will keep and you will hear. I'm sorry, shmartem literally means you will observe. You will keep them and you will do them. Just take out ushmartem and just va'asisem. What's the pshat? So the Rebbe says so beautifully, what does the word ushmartem mean? So we'll say if you go all the way back to Bereshis, when Yosef HaTzadik retells retells his dreams to his brothers and to his father. So what happened? So the brothers get very upset about it. And the Torah says, what's Yaakov's reaction? Va'aviv shamar es hadavar. That ultimately, again, his father literally shamar as hadavar. So Rashi HaKadosh says, what does it mean that Yaakov Avinu guarded the matter? He kept the matter. What does it mean? So Rashi says, Yoshev umetzabe masai yavo. That Yaakov Avinu realized that his son had a dream that was foretelling future greatness. And whereas the brothers are dismissive, the brothers are angry, the brothers are jealous, what's Yaakov's reaction? Yoshev umetzabe. Shamar means you excitingly guard something. You eagerly anticipate the actualization of something. That's what Shmira means. Shmira doesn't mean to observe something. Shmira doesn't mean to keep something. Shmira means like you can't sit still in your seat because you're excited about an opportunity that is about to unfold. Yaakov Avinu understands that within his son's dreams is a future blueprint for greatness, and he can't wait to see that unfold, says the Rebbe. The Torah is teaching us something incredible over here. Va'aya ekev tishmunas ha-mishpatim, if you will listen to the mitzvos. So va'asisim osam means that you'll perform them. That when you perform them, be meticulous in the details. When you perform them, pay attention even to the little parts of the mitzvah. Pay attention to the little mitzvos and pay attention to the little details in mitzvos. But Rabbi said there are some times in life where you can't do the spiritual things you want to do. There are some times when you are precluded from doing the things you want to do. So what's your reaction in those moments? Ushmartem. See, Rabbi said it's not enough just to do the mitzvos. It's not enough just to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to have an eager excitement. They have to be chomping at the bit to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There has to be a shmira. And that shmira manifests itself in two ways. That there are times in life where I can't do the things that I want to do. So what's my reaction to that? I can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way that I want to. So we'll say there are two different reactions. One reaction is, whew, wow, that takes a load off me, right? Baruch Hashem, I can't do the things that I want to do. Sure, if I had to do it, of course I would do it. But I'm really happy that this responsibility has been lifted from my shoulders. Someone else is doing it. I don't have to do it. That's not the way the Jew reacts. The Jew reacts to Shmartem. It's an incredible privilege to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's an incredible privilege to do mitzvos. It's an incredible mitzvos, incredible privilege to learn Torah. True, is it an awesome responsibility? Yes, it's an awesome and even sometimes overwhelming responsibility. But it's an exceptional zechus, an exceptional privilege. Therefore, says the Rebbe, it's not just enough to observe. But the Torah says, "Ushmartem." You have to eagerly anticipate your ability to perform mitzvos. You have to eagerly pine for that opportunity to perform a chesed. You have to eagerly yearn for that opportunity to come to the shir. You have to eagerly yearn for that opportunity to do for another. Not enough just to observe. It always has to be ushmartem. Yoshev umetzape masayavo. When will my next opportunity come about? And you know what that does? Is don't live a life of passively waiting for mitzvah spiritual opportunities to knock at your door. You have to live a shmira life. And the shmira life is, Yoshev mitzapeh yasa yavo. When am I going to have my next opportunity to grow? When am I going to have my next opportunity for chesed? When am I going to have my next opportunity to accomplish? When will I have my next opportunity ultimately to do for the other? That's the message that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us. Yes, v'ayakev tishmonas v'samish v'tema eila. Yes, be careful with the details. Be careful with the performance. Make sure va'asisem. You got to perform. You got to execute. But in those moments where, for whatever reason, there's no opportunity right in front of you, ushmartem. Don't just wait passively for your opportunities to come to you, but rather what? Eagerly pine for them. Eagerly seek them out. Always recognizing that every moment to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every opportunity to serve another is the greatest opportunity, the greatest chus of all. Right? The most, yeah, good chance. Sure.